You know what I want? I want love without pain.
I want to feel safe.
I want to be seen as equal.
I want the world to see me as an individual.
I want to feel accepted.
Every year on November 25, International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, a 16-day global campaign is launched, which culminates on Human Rights Day, December 10. During this period, advocacy groups and governments across the world turn their attention to issues relating to gender equality and equity with a view to effect positive behavior change. As the period of activism draws to a close, Jamaica, with the help of its international partners, is taking steps to secure the rights of every citizen, particularly women and girls. Jamaica has joined five other Caribbean countries to publish a targeted agenda to tackle the issue of gender-based violence. The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, through the Bureau of Gender Affairs, on December 6, launched the government's National Strategic Action Plan to Eliminate Gender-Based Violence, or NSAP-GBV. Gender Minister Olivia Grange says the multisectorial approach will offer interventions for victims as well as perpetrators.
Psychosocial support will be provided to victims within a safe, confidential, and non-discriminatory space to report acts of violence. Other provisions include intervention through hotlines, shelters, and safe houses will be provided to provide support, empowerment, and specialized training to the survivors who report acts of gender-based violence committed against them.
The 10-year plan offers support in five strategic priority areas, including prevention, protection, intervention, legal procedures, and protocols for data collection. High Commissioner of Canada, Laurie Peters, says her country has been a key partner of the Bureau of Gender Affairs and a firm supporter of the 16 days of activism.
It's a significant day for Jamaica as you launch this action plan. It's also a significant day for Canada. Today is our National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. In fact, it was on this day, December 6th, in 1989, when 14 young women were murdered. They were lined up and shot in their classroom. They died only because they were women.
This extreme act of prejudice is not a localized matter, and Ms. Peters expressed a need for administrations to partner on policy concerning gender-based violence and other matters relating to gender equality. In a bid to secure gender equality in the workplace, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, Gender Equality Seal Certification Programme was launched on December 5. The initiative seeks to address gaps in the workplace and create equitable conditions for both men and women. Jamaica signed on to the program following a successful run in Latin America, where over 1,400 enterprises in Brazil, Chile, Costa Rica, Colombia, and Mexico reported positive results upon implementation. The first six local companies to sign up include Ruby's Energy Limited, Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the Development Bank of Jamaica, Island Grill, Facey Commodity, and the Jamaica Chamber of Commerce. According to the International Labour Organization, Jamaica enjoys the distinction of having the highest proportion of women managers globally at 59.3%. Data from the Statistical Institute of Jamaica showed that although women account for 50.5% of the population, they are still underrepresented in public and private decision-making, with 13% of parliamentary positions being held by women. This echoes a need for more to be done to give women and girls an equal footing in society. As Jamaica joins the rest of the world in observance of Human Rights Day on December 10, remember this.
Last year, 2016-2017, from the JCF, 150 women were murdered, 263 women were shot, 530 women were raped, 511 girls under the age of 16 reported acts of sexual violence, and 370 women experienced some forms of sexual violations.
The government is taking steps to eliminate gender-based violence and improve the numbers on gender equality. However, the fight needs every citizen to play their part to end gender discrimination.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.